Yeah, so I was doing an internet search for a backpack portable pressure cooker for my weekend tailgating.
And I'm going to start the broadcast because we may as well. It's almost that time. What is it that I think we ought to just start doing it like 5 minutes, starting 5 minutes late, because nobody ever shows up on time.
Hey, we were all here.
I know, but I'm talking about like in the chat and on, you know, the people listening.
No. We should start at 2 minutes early.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then we'll be like, that was the big news this week. Anyway, in other news. It's just a fun.
I can't believe y'all missed that.
Holy crap, I don't believe it.
Hey, let's start it right now.
Start what?
Are we started?
Yeah, we're live.
We've been. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we have been.
I missed the music. So.
Is this real life?
It's funny. The episodes where Breed is on, there's like 11 people in chat. They're all like, "Ah, fuck you. We don't listen to you guys."
I know.
It's like, yeah, we're here for the librarian.
I know. Squirrel Port Sausage Party. Fuck that noise.
Brita keeps saying that she doesn't contribute anything to the Squirrel Report. I'm like, when you're not here, nobody listens.
Yeah, except for all of our listenership. Yeah.
We ought to just, you know.
That's what you contribute.
So let's face it, we need to start praying Brita more.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Anyway.
She obviously deserves a double crew share.
Yep. Well, I'll give her mine.
So...
I'll give her my share of all the profits. Okay. Oh. Yes.
We said that at work. Crazy coworker said he would not come in, and so we were fighting over who got to do his responsibilities.
Oh, great.
Needless to say, it was one of those. No, I'll take it all. I said, let's split it because he doesn't do anything.
Nice.
Must be nice.
Yep.
I wish I didn't have this, like, you know, solid upbringing.
Well, you wish you had one of those jobs where they paid you and you didn't have to do anything?
Oh, I do have one of those jobs that they would pay me if I obviously could just stop doing anything, but then I'd feel too guilty.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I blame my mom and dad.
And then you get bored.
I would get bored.
It's what solitaire's for.
Oh.
They blocked it on the work computers.
Did they really?
Sure did.
Wow.
I can't even go to the NetHack Wikipedia on the work computer.
Really? Do they let SSH out your firewall? Because if they do, you can do an SSH tunnel to your home computer and do it that way.
Yeah, that's true. Or I could probably also grab one of those proxies. Most web admins don't realize how web proxies work.
That's true.
An hour.
Oh, hello, sorry. Internet.
My daughter's going to bed. Good night, sweetie. Okay. Yeah, it started.
Oh.
She's not quite as old as your daughter, Alan, but we're both equally screwed.
Oh, I know.
I'm just glad
I helped. She's definitely older than my daughter.
My daughter turns 13 next month.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I know.
My son's 12 and a half, so that means we have to keep them about as far apart as Texas and Mass.
Yep.
My daughter turns zero next month.
Zero.
La weirda. Hey, that's
actually,
right. Susan Randall's birthday was today. You know, Susan.
Yes.
Yes.
She's adorable.
Yep.
She can kill you with her brain.
That's right. She probably can. I'm just, I hope Nancy's raising her right, because when she takes over the world, man.
She will be an evil overlord, but she will be a kind evil
Oh, she'll be ruler of the wasteland. Obama's going to make sure there is no world for her to rule.
You know, I keep seeing all these online news articles about, you know, you can buy houses in Cleveland and Detroit for like $5,000. I keep thinking to myself, you know? There could be merit there.
I actually heard somebody say had a really great line of just saying they you know, sell all of Detroit's assets to pay off the debt, and then whatever's left over, or whatever they can scrounge up, use it to bulldoze and just make flat all the all the land in all the land in Detroit, and just sell it off sell it off as farmland,
sell it off as parking.
Yeah, and you know what? That would actually probably rebuild Detroit.
There's no hope
Detroit, for Detroit. You can grow potatoes.
There's absolutely no hope for Detroit. It is totally screwed.
Not if you grow potatoes or broccoli.
I doubt the ground has the proper nutrients.
Yeah, I bet the ground. Yeah, I bet the ground is so poisonous. I'm surprised the whole city isn't a Superfund site.
Okay, move to Detroit, and you can cook down. You can cook down the dirt into rock.
There you go.
But it's dirt rock.
Dirt rock. Hey, people eat dirt.
No, I mean dirt.
Gotta eat a peck of dirt before you die.
I'm talking about the type of dirt that Richard Pryor was known to eat.
Not dirt. That's snow. Get it right.
All right. I'm gonna start the music.
Yay.
All righty. It is Thursday, September 5th, 2013. Time for the Squirrel Report, episode 72.
Nobel Peace Prize winning Squirrel Report.
Hey, we haven't blown anybody up.
We haven't declared war on anybody.
Yeah, but we have a hit list.
We don't have red lines either.
No. No red lines.
I've started taking to call the new military action in Syria as Schrodinger's war.
That's a good name for it. I like that.
I like the one about there were no brutes on the ground in Pearl Harbor either. So does that mean it's not war?
Yeah,
but it's not war.
Since that's a major part of our topic, we should probably just roll into it. And if you choose to call in. The number 214-530-0036, and I guess I better turn on the phone, huh?
Does it work? And for the techno geeks, if you call in now, can you listen to the show live?
No, that's still broken.
Well, we're sorry. The person responsible, that's been fired.
Yes, taking a severe cut in pay. Anyway, if you want to call in, what we're talking about is flip-flopping.
Ironic that John Kerry should be in charge of that.
Yeah, it's John Kerry's in charge, in favor of it, and I'll give John McCain some credit, man. He's always down for bombing the shit out of some third world country. I think he resents being held prisoner in Vietnam for all that time. He just wants to kill them all.
He just wants to kill somebody.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Third world crap hole, bomb them.
You know, though, the one thing I've noticed, and yes, there are plenty on the right who, as Tam pointed out, are busy, drawing peace signs and saying give peace a chance.
Oh, sure.
But there are a lot fewer than those on the left that were going, oh, Bush lied, people died, illegal war, unilateral. Yeah. And now they're all like, oh, we've got a coalition to go into Syria.
Starting from the top, His Honor, the president. Was yep. Mr. Anti-War. Well,
he never voted against Iraq, because he wasn't a senator then.
Yeah, but...
But how about Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi, who voted against the Gulf War in 1991, right. When I think everybody else on the planet, except maybe Sasquatch, voted in favor.
Yeah, and now it's like we have no choice.
Well, now she's like, rah, rah, we have to go into Syria.
Yeah.
Why?
Jay, to be fair, Sasquatch and Ron Paul, but I repeat myself.
Nobody's ever seen them in the same place, so
that's true.
That is absolutely true.
By the way, what the hell happened to Kerry's face?
He stopped Botox.
Is it because good?
Teresa,
good God!
He couldn't access her checkbook, so he couldn't Botox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, he's not my senator anymore, and you don't have no idea how fucking happy I am to say that.
I grew up.
It was fucking John Lurch Kerry and Ted fucking Kennedy. One's gone, the other's dead.
Is Live Shot
Ted US? Ted Kennedy's on year 4 of sobriety.
I got to see if liveshot.us is still live.
So we've got Obama chomping at the bit for a war. And, you know, the more I read about this, the more it's just totally fucked up.
Nobody has said why going into Syria has anything to do with U.S. interests.
It does, but it's those interests that nobody wants to talk about. The best I can figure out is the Russians make a shitload of money selling natural gas to Europe. The Saudis want some of that sweet natural gas action, and they want to build a pipeline across Syria to get to Europe. The Syria dictator
Assad
is buddy buddy with the Russians. The Saudis are financing the rebels, and the rebels have agreed that basically, if they can take power, they'll let the Saudis build their pipeline.
Does this mean gasoline will go down? Because
no,
if that's the case, fucking bombs away.
No. This is all about selling natural gas to Europe. They want the Russians want to block the pipeline, and Assad, since he's getting lots of money and bullets from the Russians, he's like, okay, over my dead body. And the rebels are like, oh, okay.
That could be arranged.
So anyway, that's pretty much what this is all about, is a natural gas pipeline across the middle of Syria. The Russians make a shitload of money selling natural gas to Europe, and they don't want that, they don't want competition on that. So there you go. That's the U.S. interest. We're backing the Saudis.
So you're saying that that President Obama's been handed the keys to the Halliburton hurricane machine?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I'm actually surprised that I'll give crazy Cindy Sheehan the props. She's out there railing against him. Of course, you don't know about it because the media refuses to put her on the news every night like they did when Bush was in charge.
And to be fair, it's crazy Cindy Sheehan. It's not like what's his name? Ramon Estevez and and Mark Ruffalo and all those other people that were all, like,
of course not,
shitting their pants and like chaining themselves to stop signs.
Yep. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I called him Ramon Estevez.
I
can't remember what his real fucking name is anymore.
Emilio.
No. Emilio's his son.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen.
whatever his fucking name is. I was saying that was when we were watching The Departed, and I went, oh yeah, I forgot what the fuck's his name? Ramon Estevez. And my wife goes, who?
I am Ramon.
I was watching a Marion Morrissey film festival the other night.
Ramon.
Yes, it's Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez. He is white Hispanic and a meat popsicle.
Yeah, there you go. So in the middle of this huge clusterfuck of, back and forth hypocrisy on both sides, and the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats on this. Boehner and company that are like, oh yes, we need to bomb Syria because why? Did y'all see the video? Glenn Beck put a video on that's kind of going around showing this. One of the rebels is like hacking the chest of somebody he just killed open and like picking his heart up and eating it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the guy we're supporting.
Yeah. That's the guy we're supporting. And Putin is like the master of not missing, the master of not letting a crisis go to waste. He's, oh shit. Let me find it here.
So wait, you're trying to say that the Syrian rebels who we support
work for Al Qaeda,
engaging in the tactics of Genghis Khan.
Yeah, and Putin says I believe you will not deny the fact that one should hardly back those who kill their enemies and eat their organs. he said that at the G20 today. Or, well, maybe not today. But anyway, he said it. You know, it's like, why do we want to support? You know, it's like, you know, at some point it's like, what the fuck are we doing? And all the, and I'm, you know, all the baby boomers that are like, you know, war, you know, what were they doing in the 60s?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, what were they doing 10 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the part that's just really.
The rank hypocrisy.
It just irks me so badly because they're going on about, oh, and Assad, he used chemical weapons and he's killed his own people. And I'm like, hello, yeah. Saddam Hussein. Remember the Kurds?
Yeah. Used chemical Those weapons and killed his own people.
He used chemical weapons on you fucking dolts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're
even
taking the Iraqi talking points, you're changing Hussein to Assad, and you're changing Iraq to Syria. It's the same goddamn argument.
Yeah,
you fucking hypocrites are just regurgitating it.
The only thing missing is Obama trotting out somebody saying they found yellow cake over there.
That's it. They're going to send Joe Wilson over to Syria.
And he's going to find yellow cake. Probably the same stuff that got moved out of Iraq, like the chemical weapons.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing that's funny is you got all the media, you know, that's like beating the war drums now. The NPR, the New York Times, everybody, they're all like, oh, yeah, we got to go. It's, you know, imperative that we, you know, we punish this guy for using chemical weapons. And. And it's funny listening to hipster liberals go on and on and on about how it's the response as the world's cop. It's the responsibility of the U.S. to do something about this. And I'm just like slack jawed in amazement. Like, really? You're going to trot that out after the last decade of, you know, Jesus Christ. Anyway, hey, we got a caller.
Yeah.
Caller.
Again, it's one of those.
Oh.
You know, if you hadn't spent the past 10 years telling us how war never solved anything and we have no business being in insert country here and it's not the job of the United States, why should our boys go and die? If you hadn't spent the past 10 years doing that, and marching up and down with Bush lied, people died, and George Bush is Hitler. If you hadn't done all that bullshit, I might buy your crap now.
No, we wouldn't.
Well, no, but it would be a smaller shit sandwich to eat.
Hey, we got a caller.
Yay! Is it KJ?
I like callers.
I don't know, but it's area code 503.
Yes, it's me. It's KJ.
All right.
Good. I shamed someone into calling. Yay!
Area code 503. That means you're calling from Mars, right?
What? It means I'm calling from the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. It just landed on my house. I heard this noise, and I looked outside, and the rain was knocking leaves off of the trees.
Yikes.
Yeah, the clouds had come to me. But as far as Syria goes, give the Republicans credit. They're doing what they did before, right? But I agree with you. If the Democrats are going to run around screaming that Bush is evil because we're bombing brown people, they don't get to turn around and say, because there's a brown person in the White House, we can bomb brown people now.
Well, actually, we kind of can. That's the way it works, right?
Yeah, well, we can.
Hey, man, because the brown people are all about killing the other brown people. Come on.
Yeah, they're fine with that. Just look at Chicago.
Yeah. It's apparently no big deal.
And the thing is, you and I and everyone with two brain cells to rub together doesn't see it that way. We have another president in the White House, and now why are we going and doing what they yelled at us for supporting before?
Hey, you know liberals, they love to start them up. proxy war in some shithole third world country.
Well, unless it's a Republican going for it. I mean, it's one of those things of the, all right, so we had Saddam Hussein who gassed his own people, was doing all sorts of nasty saber-rattling, doing all sorts of human rights violations. But on top of that, he was directly violating some peace treaties that we were signatories of. And so, therefore, that actually is a pretty goddamn good reason to go to war, in my opinion. Because whether I'm not a huge fan of how the Iraq war went down. Still, the bottom line is you have to honor peace treaties. Otherwise, there's no point ever having a peace treaty ever again.
It's a good point, Weird. But something else to think about. You notice that it's the most incompetent administrations, almost invariably Democrats, who get us into wars we lose. Either that or they wind up finishing out a war that we lose. The UN has never won a war, and they demand that the UN goes along with us. Or that we go along with the UN. It's like tying an anchor around our necks before we ever start.
I would argue that World War II was the last war the United States actually won.
Me too. As in, truly, yeah, raised, you know, salted the earth and then, I don't know, planted...
Well, until... I think the only way you win a war is the unconditional surrender of your enemy. That's until that happens, you haven't won.
And the best part is the best thing nowadays is to go to war where there isn't actually an enemy. There's right. just a bunch of people shooting at you, but they don't work together. They don't have a uniform. They don't have a command structure. So even if like 90% of them surrender, it's still not over.
Well, look at it. Okay, look at it this way. You know, who was it that said war is the health of the state? You've got Afghanistan and Iraq winding down. You know, where the fuck are we gonna? You know, where's the external threat gonna be? We gotta have a war going on. Otherwise, people might pay attention to all these fucking scandals with the IRS and the NSA and all that kind of stuff.
That's scary that our Band-Aid is the blood of foreigners.
It's always been the blood of foreigners.
Yeah, and that's downright scary.
That's like the if there was one thing you could hang around, you know, the neck of the United States, it's that, you know, it's always been the blood of foreigners. I mean, pretty much since the founding of the nation.
Hey, even the Civil War was not actually a civil war; it was a secession war. So the people we were killing were indeed damn dirty foreigners.
No, weird. They wanted to be
foreigners. Yeah.
Technically, they had their own president. They had their own government. They had their own money.
Well, that's a good point.
We just didn't want to recognize that they had their own president, had their own government, had their own money.
Well, you know, Lincoln had to save face, right?
He had so much of it.
That's right.
By the way, that was officially the sound of me saying, fuck it, I'm having a beer.
Good.
That was me, too. I just disappeared for a little bit because my wife officially made it home without my help. And so I was staying sober in case...
Whoa, caller trying to talk.
I don't like callers.
Don't be sorry, KG.
That's fine. I was just going to say I'm going to let you go so I can hear you over a real speaker instead of this tin can and string.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
And we got some more callers.
Awesome.
Yay, callers.
They're stacking up. We're stacking them deep and selling them cheap.
Obviously, we haven't told them that Brita isn't here.
Yeah, I think they got that memo.
Alan, you're going to have to talk in a falsetto, so they think she's still on the line.
That ain't going to happen. Hey, this is...
My nails are pretty!
This is Mr. Jason Kerr.
Hey, I know that dude.
Yep.
How are y'all?
He saw me in a skirt.
I did. And I still want you to come back to Texas. Oh, if there is one bright point to this whole Syrian mess that we're getting into, it is the Obama-Putin stare down today.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, that was like a parakeet staring down a wolverine. That you were just waiting for something to get torn to shreds.
And give it a hint, it's not going to be Putin.
No.
the Vegas odds were 10 million to 1.
Vladimir Putin rapes bears for fun.
He rapes bears because they're asking for it.
Putin wrestles bears. Obama wrestles mom jeans. This should pretty much say how this is going to turn out. And the thing is, they could not even be together I think they timed it at 15 seconds before Obama had to leave really quick.
Yeah, I was talking about before the show, it was at NBC and it may have been others. They were all gushing about how dominant Obama was when he met Putin. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Unless by dominant they mean like 50 Shades of Grey dominant and Obama's the girl in here. But
yeah.
Before he met Putin, they had a pre-negotiated safe word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, the only correct me if I'm wrong. The only ally that Obama has in all of this is the French, right?
Yes.
Actually, they've started backing out too.
Oh well, okay. They are the French. So
no. It was Debbie Wasserman Schultz said that there's dozens of nations that are willing to help us. I'm just not going to tell you who they are.
Yeah, they're double secret.
You have to pass the war resolution to find out.
To find out who supports us.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the French may be supporting us, but they have to start a war before they can actually surrender.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jay.
What's this bullshit about, the Middle Eastern countries will pay for it? Really?
Then let them. Yeah, because the Saudis want their pipeline, damn it.
Go nuts.
Show me the money. We heard all about that during the first Gulf War.
Yeah.
I think Japan's the only country that actually ponied up cash.
Yeah, because that's all they could do.
Yeah. Well, they also wanted to do some military action so that they could so they can maybe get like one step closer to actually having their own military again.
Well, Japan would have sent more, but you know they got to be on alert for Godzilla.
Actually, they got to be on alert for China because the minute Japan looking somewhere else, China will jump on them.
That's true.
Mothra and Gamera.
Right. Don't forget, in Japan, they got all that tentacle porn, too. It'll stop the Chinese coal.
Oh. We hope.
Yeah.
They
can't because they blur out the pubes.
Go ahead, Jason.
Okay. What do you think the possibility is? I mean, considering what's being deployed by the U.S. and Russia at the time, that as soon as we start launching against military targets in Syria with missiles, that the Russians don't go ahead and launch against rebel targets in Syria and pretty much create a self-cleaning mess.
No, the Russians won't do that.
If they do, I'll fap to it.
No, they won't. They're not that stupid.
I fail to see the problem. If we're taking out the government and the Russians take out the rebels, I fail to see the downside.
Yeah, yeah, it's a war that makes it.
I mean, as long as the Russians are not hitting any of our placements, and they're doing it at the behest of the Syrian government, the legitimate Syrian government, I think the Russians will actually have the international community behind them.
So you think Obama and Putin should get together and say, "Hey, let's team up on this."
No.
We'll
call it a draw. No.
The US will bomb the shit out of the government sites and the Russians will bomb the shit out of the rebel sites, and then after everybody's dead, we'll just move in.
Okay.
Build a Disney World.
That sounds like a plan Putin could go before.
Oh, I'm sure Putin would go for it, but then he wouldn't let the Saudis build their pipeline.
Well, they do enough bombing, they won't be able to.
Oh, please. You can build a pipeline across glass.
Point.
Probably a little easier.
Yeah.
Definitely better cleanup.
Yeah. Flatter.
Yeah, nice and level.
Yeah.
It's all sea level.
It's all sea level. They'll bring the Halliburton weather machine in and flood it.
Yeah, the magical self leveling country.
It's like an RV.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, y'all have a good week.
Syria now with air level. Air ride.
Oh, shit. Syria like, with 500 times more parking.
It's like a Cadillac.
We're going to turn Syria into Detroit. Ah, yes. Maybe that's what we ought to do. We'll send over the mayor of Detroit to run Syria.
Oh, great.
Do they have cocaine in Syria?
They have opium.
Yeah, that's a little different, Jay. I don't know if you missed health class.
Yeah. Whatever.
Ask your son. He'll tell you.
He's been
through the DARE program where they teach you how to roll a joint.
I saw Pulp Fiction.
Just so you know how not to do it.
I saw Pulp Fiction. You can snort heroin.
Hey, the scary thing is that movie's almost 20 years old.
Sure is. I snuck into that movie. I wasn't legal. That was in the theater. I was not legal to see that movie. Hilarious.
God damn, now I feel old.
don't worry, Alan. That cold sensation when you sit on the toilet is your nuts hanging in the water.
Not yet. I still got a few more inches.
That's what she said.
A few more inches.
Alan's got one of those quarter-gallon flush toilets. Keep adjusting the water level.
All right, since we're talking about nuts hanging in the water, can we talk about Wiener?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious. What a flaming asshole he is. And so he was at a deli in New York, and some dude who, I gotta say, is a little bit of a douchebag, decided to get all up in his grill and
say,
hey,
it's New York. What do you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
And say, you're a prick, you need to go away, we don't want to see you, you're disgusting, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And instead of doing the standard issue when, you know, I mean, every fucking politician deals with these people. And it just...
That's like politicking 101 is...
Yeah, and the politicking 101 is you smile at the person, you shake their... You offer your hand for them to shake and see if you can... Get a shot of you shaking this person's hand so that the press talks about it. They see, look, he's shaking the guy's hand. He's being the upper hand, and you like smile at him.
Right.
You know, might be a snide smile, but you just smile at him and say thank you for your support. And
or a little self-deprecating humor, you know, whatever. Yeah.
And then just walk away. But instead, no, Wiener got up in this guy's grill. And like was gonna be like, no, I'm going to win this. It's kind of like a microcosm for the war in Syria. I'm going to get in this big, horrible drag-out battle where there's no possible winner ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in this petty squabble here.
Because he has to save face.
Yeah. And the hilarious thing was saying, you know, I brought so much to this community. Yeah. The guy called it right on their nose. Says, no, you work for yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't that the truth?
And besides, am I off base here? Since when did saving face become an American thing? That's.
I think it's since we started the leper colony in Hawaii.
Well. Oh, shit. You know, saving face is that's like a, you know, Muslim third world country kind of thing. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not really an American
pretty big on it.
Thing.
They're pretty big on. I brought great dishonor to my family. I'm going to cut my bowels out.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not really an American thing. So I was fascinated by the Democrats talking about. Oh yes, we have to save face. We have to say because Obama, Mr. draws a red line and then denies it. We have to say because he did this. We have to save face. What? We have to save
his face?
Remember,
they said if we elected Barack Obama, the world would love us.
Yeah, and that was bullshit, too. Prize. Yeah, President Peace Prize. Well, I need to go bomb people. And then the huge, you know, they were talking about Obama. Oh, yes, Obama lost all his credibility. I'm like, where the fuck have you been for the last 6 years?
No, Obama's older than that.
Yeah. Present.
You can't lose what you don't have.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to draw a red line. Then stood up in front of, on TV in front of everybody saying, no, that I didn't say anything about a red line. That wasn't me.
It was some dude.
Yeah. That was a pigeon.
Some dude.
That was a pigeon.
Yeah, some dude.
Wouldn't mean some dude just came in, said something about a red line.
I was sitting on my porch.
I think he had moved my Bible.
Not doing anything. Hey, we got another caller. Thank God. Area code 843. Hello.
Hey, Alan.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Ben.
Oh, hi.
This is Ben. Just a couple of things. First thing is you're talking about saving faith. The phrase that keeps going to my mind is the one about it's better to be quiet, let people assume you're stupid than open your mouth and confirm it.
Yeah.
And it's better to do nothing than to do something ineffectual.
That's right.
Which is slobbing a few cruise missiles in there is not going to do anything.
Nope.
You know.
Not a thing.
I have to beg to differ.
And McCain talking about the Muslims screaming Allah Akbar is, you know, they shoot down planes and all is the same as any Christian saying, you know, praise God. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, I kind of agree with you. I think McCain is the type. I think his POW experience now, if they're third world and brown, he's all for bombing. Any excuse he can take.
He's all about it.
That's basically what I wanted to bring up. But, you know, this. They talk about we got to save face, and now that we draw the line in the sand, if we don't do something, we'll look weak. And I'm thinking, better let them think we're weak.
That horse has left the barn. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, better to be thought weak than prove you are.
But that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks for calling, Ben.
Yeah.
The only thing I do have to pick one slight nit on that. Lobbing a bunch of cruise missiles is going to do one very important thing.
Distract the press from a blowjob.
It's going to require more cruise missiles be built by union people.
That's right.
So it means overtime for Raytheon and GE or union who vote Democrat.
It also means that, you know, hey, we're at war, so you can't fuck around with this, credit expansion and... you know, we have to pass this pork budget because we're at war. You don't want to shut the government down when we're at war.
That's the best time to shut it down.
Well, they're getting ready to do all that budget crap when they get back in session and
with all that sequestration.
Yeah, exactly. That. We can't have that while we're at war. We're at war. You know, plus the whole, we're at war. We're at war. Why are you worrying about this IRS stuff and this NSA stuff? We're at war, damn it. It's like wag the dog forever.
Yeah. Well, he looked at Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Clinton. This is a carbon copy of Clinton in the 80s.
Yep.
At 90s.
90s, yeah.
Yeah, it took me a second.
Have a few scandals. Let's go send some cruise missiles into some third world country and bomb the shit out of them.
Distract the press from blowjobs. Yep.
Now, I will never, as long as I live, forget the night before impeachment we had to bomb Iraq.
Sure.
Just, magically, he violated the airspace agreement. Yeah, for the 50th fucking time. Yeah,
now you care.
But now we're going to kick his ass.
Yep. Yeah. That's funny. It's like now you care because Syria's killing, Assad's killing his own people. He's only been doing it for 2 years.
Right.
And now you give a shit about it.
He's been doing it since before you were running for re-election.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to be fair, he didn't know about Assad killing his own people until he saw it on the news.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because he's got such ace State Department people.
Well, he's got John F. and Kerry.
Oh, before that, he had Hillary reset Clinton.
No, what difference does it make?
Yeah, what difference does it make, Clinton? Good Lord.
Man.
Which again, Clinton bailed right before this hit.
Oh, yeah. Say what you want about Clinton. She knows her political maneuvering.
I'm wondering if they're behind it.
Oh, she's not behind it. She just knew what was going on.
I don't know.
She knew the time to...
They're positioning Terry McAuliffe to be the governor of Virginia, which is kind of fucking really scary.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen.
I wouldn't trust that group any further than I could throw them.
Yeah. Well, it's all fucked up. This is a nice country while we had it. Speaking of nice country while we had it, it turns out, you know, it's they're doing this thing. I've talked about it before. You know, this they're doing at the Guardian and Glenn Greenwald and or is it Greenwald? Shit, I can't remember his name.
Anyway, Clark Griswold.
Yeah, Clark Griswold. Anyway, yeah, they're doing this. They're doing that dribble thing that Breitbart mastered. Where it's like, you know, they do a little bit and then the government denies it. And then they do a little bit more that proves that everything the government just said is a complete fucking lie. And they've done it again and again and again. And now they've come out with this report. It was actually in conjunction with the New York Times, the Guardian, and, who else? Oh, ProPublica, comes out with this massive article about how the NSA spying is actually worse than you ever thought possible. The NSA is able to decrypt almost all the internet. Basically anything that's communicated over an SSL socket layer on your browser, the NSA can see it. Anything that's across any encryption created by a large company, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, any of that stuff, the NSA can see it.
Though, again, I go back to the Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that they had the Russians saying, you really need to be looking at these dudes.
Yep.
And they had telltale signs of talking to people in terrorist areas, visiting people in terrorist areas.
Right.
And yet they still sat back and went, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what was that loud noise?
Well, it just proves the point that all this spying is not about terrorism. And the Patriot Act is just the excuse for everything they have always wanted to do anyway.
Well, and the other thing, too, is it sounds like they've been doing it for a lot longer than anybody's known.
Oh, yeah. The DEA's got phone records going back to 1987.
Yep.
Every call made by across the AT&T network since 1987, the data is in the NSA database.
Which, again, makes me wonder, of what use is it? Really?
Well, I can tell you exactly what use it is. It is not what they say. Because the story is that, yes, we are so smart that we can look at all this data and we can figure out who the bad guy is by looking at the data. Which is complete bullshit. You can't do that. Anybody that's ever done any statistical analysis or statistical modeling or any kind of medical study or anything knows that you can't do that. It's complete bullshit.
If you've ever worked with an Excel spreadsheet of any size, you know that's bullshit.
Right.
You can't fucking filter that.
What it is extremely useful and very effective for is once you identify the person and you want to fuck them up good, it's great for that.
You can search on a single term pretty easily.
Yes, and that's what they use it for. It's used for... You know, it's used for going against identify people that they already know about. It is not at all used for finding terrorists that they don't know about. So,
because terrorists that they don't know about vote Democrat.
That's right. And we have another caller.
Yay!
Area code 360. I think this is Bradley.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And you guys were heading exactly where I was going to say. The whole reason they have all of this phone data is so that when they decide, you know, I'm on enough list, and I finally get on the list that says he's crazy, but he's not our crazy. Let's find out everyone he ever knows and has ever spoken to, and with all the other systems that are out there that nobody knows about, you know, they're going to be able to find out every website I've been on, every forum post, everything I've ever done, and everyone I've talked to, and gone,
yep.
No, we can screw with these people, too.
Yep. And every bit of tentacle porn you ever looked at.
Yeah. Well,
keep
hey,
a close eye on that one, guys. There's
go
good
through
stuff
my red tube.
You know what? You know what? The NSA could turn this shit around and make a lot of money for the government. You know? You know how they? You know how
password recovery?
No. I'm talking. They could be like. They could out Facebook Facebook. You know, they could be like, hey.
They'll tell you who your contact is.
Hey, weird, watches this porn site. It's like they have these music listening sites where they can, you know, you put what you're listening to and all your friends can see what you're listening to. You know, it'd be like that only for porn. Here's what I'm fapping to today.
You know, I don't have my Netflix hooked up to Facebook because I don't want people to see what's in
the
goddamn.
Yeah, but see, that's the great thing about it. The NSA doesn't need your permission. They know anyway.
It's true.
And they could charge you. Here's the genius. They could charge you for not letting anyone know.
Yeah, there you go. It's a nice reputation you have. It's a shame somebody would have found out.
I'm just saying I am in the market with some pornography, with women who don't wear makeup, with Natural Topiary downstairs, and FAL magazines.
I bet
you could probably make more money by sending the right websites to the right people.
There you go.
You really ought to check this out. And if you want us to send you more,
yeah,
it's $5.99 a month.
Yeah. We had
some FAL. I don't know. Magazines. I know quite a few people that pay quite a bit of money for a clean online reputation.
Well, see.
I'm not one of them people.
They could do it. I'm telling you, they're missing out. They're looking at this all wrong.
If you want a clean internet reputation, change your name to John Smith or Bill Roberts or, you know, one of those names that put it into Google and 150 billion results come up and none of them are you.
Yeah, don't be unique.
Yeah.
Yep. Or fan of the show, Miguel Gonzalez. There's a gazillion of them.
Perfect.
Exactly. Or George Zimmerman.
Yeah. No, I ain't that dude.
Oh my God, he's getting divorced.
One at a time.
He got picked up for speeding again. Oh God, the horror. You said he was a law-abiding gun owner. He was breaking the speed limit.
Again? I hadn't read that.
He was speeding away from his divorce lawyer.
Yeah, I heard that. Talk about a guy that's been shit on. Oh, well.
Beating again. It's the way I live.
Oh,
well. You get a ticket because the right Camaro went by us, and you're okay.
Yeah, you got to save face, man.
No. You have to save Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
I'm looking at this kukri bayonet. Oh,
oh God.
Oh, Damascus.
Bayonet porn.
Oh, Damascus bayonet. Oh. Mama.
Damascus. And that's over there somewhere near Syria, isn't it?
But they don't make it there anymore. Yeah. They just make natural gas. They make Damascus in America.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm running down.
Oh, I'm going to do it. They shut down the New York subway for kittens.
Really?
They did.
Oh.
I sent you the link.
I didn't look at it.
Yeah. And allegedly, I haven't had a chance to really dig through it very much. But yeah, they actually talked to the mayoral candidates about would you agree in shutting down the subway for kittens. And only one of them went, no, that's like people's jobs and people need to get somewhere. And you know what? We shouldn't shut the subway down for kittens. There'll be more kittens. Trust me.
Yeah, trust me.
And there's not wow. We're not necessarily killing them, but if they die, you know what? There's a lot more of them.
You know what's funny is I guarantee you those are not the only two kittens in the subway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like people talking about, oh, George Zimmerman killed a precious life. You mean a troubled hood rat? No, we got plenty of them.
Yeah. We'll make more.
And more are dying every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. We got a whole factory of them. It's called Chicago.
It's what they do.
It's called Chicago. It's called Boston. It's called New York City.
That's right. Roxbury.
I know Michael Bloomberg said he banned them, but it doesn't work that way.
It's like banning pornography.
You know why they call them hood rats, right?
Because
racist.
Well, no, it's the rats. You can't racist. Get rid of them.
Rats are brown. Racist.
That's right. It's racist.
Bunch of racists.
Damn Jay's rats. Also brown.
That's right. Jay is brown.
Yeah, but I'm more of a suburb hood.
Yeah, you're a suburb rat. Sub rat.
Suburb rat. Not really rats. We're more like...
Oh, your great-great-granddaddy was a moor.
He did so much humping. He polluted the bloodline. I gotta watch that movie.
Awesome fucking movie.
Christian Slater before he fell off the plane.
I know.
No, he was in 3,000 Miles to Graceland for about, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and that movie was how old?
Yeah.
I don't know. The movie was how fucking awesome.
Yeah, love that movie. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Please call in. We just got to just limp us over the finish line, people. Come on.
Yeah, nobody called in and said anything about the what they were for before they were against or what they were against before they were for, because damn.
I was against gun ownership before I was for it.
Yeah, but that's
I've made different. My amends, though. That's I different. Was wrong. As opposed to, or can we just say that, you know what, John McCain has lived a long, full life. He's had a good time, but now he's sick, and I just think we just need to put him down.
Time to put him out of his misery. Time to put him out of our misery.
Just need to put him down. Who is still voting for him in fucking Arizona?
I do not know.
Put him out to pasture.
I heard that on the news, was talking about, like, he was, like, had a town hall meeting with his constituents. I'm like... His constituents. I want their names and addresses, and I want to call them and just go, really?
What the fuck were you thinking?
It wouldn't work because they won't have their hearing aids in. Remember, Arizona is where people go that are too fragile for Florida.
Yeah.
This is true.
Like, yeah. It was like someone's statement about the people who are watching Larry King or people in nursing homes too sick to change the channel.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That kind of explains NBC, too. Yeah. I can't get up.
Oh, I want to change the channel.
I can't get up.
I want to change the channel, but this respirator cable is too short.
I can't drag my iron foot that far.
The sound of an shit. Iron lung being dragged drug across a tile floor.
Oh. I heard, speaking of old people, I heard somebody was, some liberal was going on today about how The reason it's not Obama's fault, it's not the Democrats' fault, it's not the shitty economy. Well, it kind of is, but the reason unemployment is so high among younger workers is because the old people aren't retiring.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they can't. My mom, my fairly goddamn liberal mom said, you know, when Obamacare passed, she said, Jesus, I won't be able to retire till I'm 80.
Oh, yeah. How old's your mom? No, don't answer that.
Don't worry. I don't even know.
If she's not already retired, she's not going to be able to retire. That retirement thing, over.
To be fair, she's looking for alternate employment, but they pretty much just said, hey, look, we got this. Well, it's not a golden parachute. It's really more kind of a golden brown parachute, if you will. But if you don't take this, we're going to lay you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gee, thanks.
I said my dad was reading. She says, yeah, your father's reading over the offer they just gave me. And I said, so how's the settlement look, Dad? He says, looks a hell of a lot better than without a settlement.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. You really don't have a choice when you're offered one of those.
Yeah, no. According to her, in the hospital that she works at, she was the highest paid employee at her level because she'd just been there forever.
Oh, yeah, she didn't have a chance.
Oh, yeah, no, she was fucked.
Yep. But on the other hand, she can probably go work for somewhere else for less.
Oh, yeah, no. People were talking about part of the settlement was she could no longer work with that hospital group, which covered several major hospitals in Maine. They're like, well, this hospital right next door isn't partners with this hospital. My mom said, fuck that, I'm not going back into nursing. I believe she's taking a catering job.
There, or she could change her name to Consuela. She'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yes,
she's Consuela Weirdington.
Hey, we got MDev on the line.
MDev! I know that, dude.
Hey, MDev. What's up?
Yo, what's up, fellow squirrels or squirrelettes or whoever's on tonight?
Someone's been drinking more than I have.
Yeah.
I better not. I'm still driving home from work.
Oh, shit.
We call those road sodas.
On the bike? That's hardcore.
No, it's pouring down rain. Washington's turned into, Washington, so it's pouring down rain.
I was going to comment on, the lack of road noise on the bike, but it's a rebel, so.
You know what? I went riding 2 weeks ago with a buddy of mine that's a diehard BMW bike fan, and he comments on how quiet his bike is, and he loves it. And I go, well, I'm about ready to take a hacksaw to my Rebel because nobody can hear me.
Yeah.
And he does not believe in the loud pipes save lives, so we disagree on that.
But, I'm really not a fan. I think loud pipes just piss people off. I really do. The thing is, cars today are so soundproof. People are just fucking clueless.
Yeah,
loud pipes do nothing.
Well, that is very true. I have taken the alternative view of bright LEDs save lives. So my bike, glows in the dark.
Also, to be fair, no matter your pipes could be so loud that it sounds like a 747 idling on the runway, in your glove compartment. It does not matter with a 16-year-old texting.
Yeah.
Or
well, that's true.
Or grandma that doesn't see you.
By the way, speaking of old people, that shows how old I am. Did you notice how I mentioned that a 16-year-old would be driving?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the legal driving age is, what, 27 now?
Huh? I thought it was still 16.
So, I came up with a really good, we used to be for it, or against it.
Oh, good. Finally.
Good.
So, and this is something that, at least, even in my brief lifetime, since I'm such a young Nubian individual, has gone from, being demonized to now I can't get away from a PSA about it, and that is emergency preparedness and 72-hour kit. When I was a kid, if you, heaven forbid, had a week's worth of canned food, it was like, oh, my God, you're left over from the Cold War. And now I can't, drive by a bus without have a kit, be prepared, Which to me is it's odd because it's the one place where they're encouraging personal responsibility or accepting failure.
I keep my emergency preparedness kit in my FEMA coffin.
FEMA coffin.
Yeah, but it's funny because I remember my parents, they never would have been considered, preppers or whatever, but they did have the idea of, gosh, maybe we should have, a week's worth of groceries that's not going to spoil and a couple gallons of water and, oh, my gosh, maybe a shotgun just in case. Even then it was like, what? What are you talking about? We live in Oregon. We don't have problems, And that was just that because my parents grew up in Connecticut and were used to not being able to get out of the driveway for a week at a time, And now everywhere I drive, it's like 72-hour kit, have a kit, be prepared, go to our website. So that's the only thing I've got.
That's the whole thing with the bug out. That's a good one, by the way.
It is good.
Yeah, you know, that it that one's like flip flopped and flip flopped back.
Yeah.
Because it was the government telling you to stock up goods for your fallout shelter, and then it went to you're a paranoid loony.
Yep.
And now they've come back to you should have a little bit on hand.
Yep.
Also, to be fair, it'd be nice to have a fallout shelter since we are planning on bombing all these crazy fucking countries. And, you know, the Russians haven't been very good about keeping track of all those nukes that they got rid of.
Yeah, the good thing is those nukes are all, like, 30 years old.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I'm wondering if some of the emergency preparedness thing is a regional thing. Because, and I don't know if this is still the law, but I know for a while, like, if you were a private pilot in Alaska, it was, like, illegal to operate an aircraft without a firearm on board. And now, I don't know if that still is, you know, the way it is, but it's like, I wonder if places that, like, get real weather are a little more open to the, yeah, you should probably know what you're doing.
I know everywhere that's a hurricane susceptible place, when hurricane season rolls around, they start rolling out the, you know, hurricane preparedness PSAs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember,
I imagine it's if you're work. Tornado Alley or...
Yeah. Tornadoes...
How is it out east for you guys, Jane Weird? I mean, do you guys have a lot of, like, you know how to survive the blizzard?
No, we don't. We discourage self-help here.
Oh, that's right. You're in that. I forgot that's about that.
We just discourage self-help.
That's right.
But see, the thing is, most people just ignore Martha Coakley. And, you know, I mean, come on. She lost to Scott Brown. How bad is she?
To be fair, she lost to Scott Brown 1.0, which was the Republican Scott Brown.
Yeah, okay, fair, true enough.
Right.
Not the, I want me some Obamacare Scott Brown. You want to talk about someone I hate more than John McCain.
Yeah. Talk about. I don't know, was it flip-flopping if he just wasn't really, if he was just pretending all along? I mean.
If you're just straight up lying and just all of his promises had a expiration date that was election night.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, wait a minute. That's all of them, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Not as bad as Scott Brown. Scott Brown just blatantly remember I promised you that? Yeah, fuck you, suckers.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wait. Yeah. What do we learn about Republicans from Massachusetts?
That's a good point.
You guys seem to be getting some winners there.
Here's
the thing. You know, honestly, it's gotten to the point now where I think I can count the good Republicans and, like, have fingers left over.
There's Rand Paul and...
Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Well, good. There's our list.
I think there's another one, but I'm not sure.
Don't forget Susan Collins from Maine.
Yeah.
I love that even she can't decide who the fuck to go for.
Yeah.
Come on, it's Susan Collins. When she's not going, she's not voting for the Democrat president, she's voting for blowing people up. And now she can't decide to vote for the Democrat president who wants to blow people up? Really?
Yeah.
I don't get you. Well, she just went 404 on us.
Which contractor is based in her district?
Well, that's a good point.
Her district's the county.
It's funny. I got an uncle that's as far left as, you know, any of the rest of them. But he's all for blowing people up because he works for a company called Raytheon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I drive by Raytheon.
Yeah, the
people that make the missiles are like rubbing their hands together, going, "Yeah, come on, baby, come on."
He's all for launching some missiles because then they're going to need more.
Couple million a pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
It's the broken window fallacy.
Yeah.
If we lob enough cruise missiles at Syria, we'll have to replenish them.
That's right.
So, you know, several billion dollars going to Raytheon and GE for more missiles and engines.
Free money for Obama!
Yep.
There you go. You've got all those union dudes.
That's a stimulus package right there.
Yep. Exactly. Hey, guess what?
Hey, we're done.
We're done. Thanks for calling, MDev.
All right.
Thanks, MDev.
Love you guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
And I guess we sort of kind of mostly covered everything we were going to talk about.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. We meandered over.
Sort of, kind of.
Talked about kittens.
Yeah. And
maybe I'm just a cruel bastard, but I was kind of hoping they'd show the trains. But anyway. Because I'm like that. Also because I'm allergic, so.
Oh.
Kittens mean Jay can't breathe, so.
Well, they have shots for that.
Yeah, 22s. Take care of the
kitten.
Hey,
I'm telling you, when Susan rules the world, you're going to have a kitten.
You'll be issued one.
That's right. You will be issued one, and
if you don't like them, you get a Maine Coon cat.
You have no
47
choice.
47 pounds of angry, pissed off mountain lion.
No choice. All right, everybody. It's been a week.
Good night, y'all.
See y'all next week. Bye.